Well, today is the Monday of this week where we transition into the new administration on Wednesday. It's also, if you follow the pattern along, Wednesday is the 34th day of our 33 days of consecration to Christ through Mary. So one of the things it calls you to do is to go to Mass and to go to confession. But of course, during this coronavirus time, it's really not possible on Wednesday. So feel free to watch Mass on TV, and you can do a good act of contrition, what is known as a perfect act of contrition, prior to the Mass and do a spiritual communion. If you can go to Mass at your local church, you're welcome to do, and you can talk to your priest about confession. It depends on your situation where you are. But if you feel uncomfortable going because of the coronavirus, you certainly don't have to. That's if, in fact, you're doing the 33 days of consecration to Christ through Mary. And that, of course, that 34th day, which is the day of consecration, is on Wednesday, and the same thing as Inauguration Day. Well, I'm referring us over now to the homily I did on Saturday afternoon at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, where I talk about the first reading that we heard this past weekend, the story of the call of Samuel. And as you'll hear, it has an interesting backstory that can really help us during this unique time to be the agents of peace that we are called to. So let's listen to what I said on Saturday. I cannot think of a better reading of our times, for our times today, than the first reading. It is the story of the call of Samuel, and it teaches us the importance of seeking holiness above all things. What makes it important is the context. Samuel became a powerful prophet to the first king of Israel and anointed the second king of Israel secretly during the reign of the first king. The first king was described in some circles as a kind of a bumbling king, and the second became the greatest king in Israel. The first king was Saul, the second was David. Today, the first reading takes place long before all of this happens, when Samuel was quite young, an apprentice to Eli, who was the high priest at the time. Now, what makes this whole story important for us is, as I said, the context. Eli, he was a good man, but he had two sons who were intensely corrupt. Their names were Hophni and Phinehas. Their story always brings up to me the movie, The Raiders of the Lost Ark. If you've seen the movie, which I think this year is about 40 years old, you know the premise was that the Nazis were seeking the Ark of the Covenant, which held the Ten Commandments. They believed that whoever owned the Ark won the war. Now, keep in mind that Steven Spielberg is Jewish. He's fully acquainted and fully steeped in Jewish history and teaching, so he knew the story well. The Israelites in today's reading were fighting the Philistines. Today, we would call the Philistines the Palestinians. The two sons of Eli were people who, at best, gave lip service to God. They committed gross blasphemies and other sins, violating probably every one of the commandments. One of the things that happens to priests from time to time is that someone will come in and say, "Father, I got to go to confession. I probably broke all the commandments." And usually my response is, "Who did you kill?" And they'll say, "I didn't kill anybody." I said, "Well, and you didn't break all the commandments." Because unless they killed someone or robbed someone or whatever else, they did not break all of the commandments. However, in the case of Hophni and Phinehas, it probably was true. Now, it was coming time for the battle, and they went into the battle, Hophni and Phinehas, and they, among others, were carrying the Ark. And of course, the belief was that the Ark is with us, God is with us, and therefore, we will win the battle. They lost. And not only did they lose the battle, Hophni and Phinehas died. Eli was so shocked to hear that Hophni and Phinehas died, his two sons, that he fell back in his chair and broke his neck and died. And above all things, the ark was captured. And so we have the scene in the Bible of the call of Samuel. Before all this, but despite all the confusion that's going on in Israel at the time, under the leadership of Eli and Hophni and Phinehas, God is still in charge. His grace cannot penetrate the hardened hearts of Hophni and Phinehas, but it can still penetrate the humble with whom he does his work. Samuel embodies humility, and those words, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening," we're certainly living in a difficult time in our country today, and we saw the craziness of what happened at the Capitol. We see the craziness that's going on with all the electronic media issues. However, we can keep one thing in mind. The story of the call of Samuel is one to remind us that God even works when all around us is confusion. That's something we can never forget. This is God's world. Humanity always has the choice to either participate in grace or reject grace, but God is never not sending his grace to us. He is never not working in the world. As the confusion was happening in the time of Eli and Hophni and Phinehas, God was already working on what would come next. And this is a good lesson also on the danger of sin and the need to seek holiness in all things. Hophni and Phinehas defined the sin of presumption. That is the sin that you can do all you want because, well, God's going to forgive you anyway. It's a great deception. As a matter of fact, the psalmist describes it as a great deception. Their sin leads to great destruction. They presumed on God's mercy, forgiveness, and presence. They discovered that they had none of it because they were not repentant of their sins. Their hearts were hardened, and they loved their sin greater than God and became resistant to God's grace in their lives. Their pride blinded them. However, there's another lesson there. And you see, the Philistines not only captured the ark, which was considered a great defeat for the Israelites, for the Hebrews, they later returned it apologetically. You can read that story in Judges. See, it didn't belong to them, and they felt that the Hebrews should have it back. I think they actually left a note. Well, what caused their change of heart? Well, it's not as dramatic as the last scenes in the Raiders of the Lost Ark, but it is the same principle. And God made it very clear that that ark did not belong to them, because God will not be mocked. God can fight his own battles, and he can do it better than we can. And this is why our mission is to pursue holiness and let God fight his enemies. It does us no good to fight enemies if we are not first seeking holiness. Focus on loving God about all things. And remember, he fights evil, we seek holiness. There's that line there. We personally and as a parish have the choice to either be Samuel or the sons of Eli and Hophni, or Eli, who were Hophni and Phinehas. Hopefully, we always choose Samuel. We can focus on the confusion or we can focus on Christ. Everything we do when we focus on Christ will lead us closer to him, even if everything around us is crazy.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. You're going through a difficult time. You feel that your faith is being tested even. You wonder whether it's time to give up and go back to your former ways. Well, have you read James chapter 1?
Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials.
Yes, James chapter 1 reminds us that we are being made stronger through these difficult days.
And let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
The fruit this time will bear will lead into the glory Christ has for you. So the next time you feel overwhelmed during a time of trial, turn to James chapter 1.
In the New Testament.
Well, don't forget we have CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can hear archives of the show. You can contact us. You can give us feedback. You can tell us what's going on, how the show is touching your heart. You can send us a prayer request. You can even donate to the show if you'd like to support us. And also, you can check out our blog and, of course, listen to archives of this show and the other one, which is St. Anthony Overnight. Heard at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE. All of that you can do over at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also join our new Substack newsletter webpage. That's, there is a button there. This is Join Us on Substack. So a lot you can do there, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, you heard my homily, and a fascinating story. And the timing, like I said, is very interesting because, of course, here we've had this incident that happened back on January 6th. Tragic situation, crazy situation, which is what I mentioned there. And all of this, and we can kind of get lost in this whole fact of what's happening right now in our country. But we as Catholics also, and other Christians who are listening, also have to know that we have to be focused on Christ. We have to be looking towards Christ. As St. Paul says, keep your focus above. Keep your, focused on Christ. Keep your focused on things above rather than things on earth. Because we're called to be the light that shines in the darkness. And we can see what happens, as also what happened in the story. You can find it in the book of Judges. The story of Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas, who were lost in all this darkness, all this horror show that they actually lived by their own hand, and even right to the loss of the Ark of the Covenant, which would have been devastating or was devastating to the people at the time. Yet, we see that God was still involved working behind the scenes. Fascinating story what happened, if you don't know that, when the Philistines took the Ark back to their place, they did in fact end up just giving it back because, they discovered they had no business owning the Ark. Have yourself a blessed day. We will talk to you again tomorrow, 3 o'clock on WROL. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says Join Us at Substack, and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us. You can send us feedback. You can send us prayer requests, all at CatholicAudioMedia.com.